Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, my fellow Americans, and our goal always is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law, the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is indeed our guide. And absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the peaceful, restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we look to Jesus Christ, God, family, and country for solutions. Not government, ladies and gentlemen. And interestingly enough, oh boy, massive crowds in Washington, D.C., hoping that they can solve the problems of America in Washington. I submit they will be sorely disappointed. Not because the effort is not epic and valid, but because people are turning to government, not God, for solutions. Because people are hoping to solve problems in Washington, not in their local municipalities, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, so that's kind of the problem. That's what's going on, to say the least. And we got a lot of work ahead of us when it comes to telling the truth in America. So we're working on solutions. We're working on answers. And we will cover live exactly what's going on. Larvita is with us.
Hi, guys.
And she is live from the rally. Larvita, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Who's speaking?
Our ancestors. I don't even know if someone knew this or not, but I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. I was trying to get this to work because we blocked cell service here, so we can't really get service that well. Are you guys? Yeah. Do you guys know who's speaking? Do you know who this is?
In world history.
Do you guys know who this is?
They believe in moral principles.
Mal Brooks is speaking, right?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's quite loud, race. This public speech here. Now, you are in Washington, D.C. on the ground, right?
Yes, I am.
Where are you, right outside the Capitol?
Right outside the Capitol, yep. That's where they're having the...
A Bill of Rights.
And how big is the crowd now?
Government.
Oh, it's huge. We came at 5:30, and the line is around the Capitol to try to get in there. We're lucky enough that we were able to get the VIP to get a little bit closer. But I don't even know. How many people do you guys think are here?
I don't even know.
Yeah, millions. The lines are crazy. It's just unbelievable.
All right, what I want you to do is I want you to stay there. I'm going to pot you down a little bit because the speaker's a little bit too loud. And what we'll do is I'll do a little bit of news for the introduction of the day. Then we'll come back to you here in just a second. Stay right there. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, so we are doing our very best for live coverage of this event going on in the nation's capital, okay? And I have on the line Larvita McFarkler. And she's the owner of Haven's Garden Restaurant in Lyon County, Minnesota. You know, her goal is to treat your taste buds to a mouth-watering experience, right? Havensgarden.org is where you can learn more about it. And how we got acquainted with Larvita in the first place is she reached out to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, Richard Mack, and said, hey, you know what? I'm trying to stay open during the pandemic. I just can't close. I need to feed my family. And they basically said, you're going to get shut down anyway. And they've been harassing her. She had the integrity to file a lawsuit and say, look, I need a redress of grievance here. And we're following that case. And we're going to do all that we can to help her. We're working with her county sheriff now. We intend to go to Minnesota and broadcast live from her restaurant. So a lot's happening in that regard. Well, meanwhile, we found out that she is going to the rally. Well, she's there now. That's happening in D.C. today. So hopefully we'll get reports from several people on the ground from the rally, ladies and gentlemen. Now, quickly, yesterday we talked about Slack is back. Slack, the huge communication service, started the new year with a big, massive outage. They don't even know why. That's scary to say the least. Yesterday we had on Mr. Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. He's the president and founder of Oath Keepers. Their goal is to deploy to Washington, D.C. to protect events, speakers, and attendees. On January 5th and 6th, time to stand, oathkeepers.org is where Stuart is talking about. Stuart Rhodes warns January the 6th will be a disaster for President Trump if the Insurrection Act is not invoked. Stuart Rhodes says the President of the United States has the duty to invoke the Insurrection Act. Time will tell where that's going to go, but President Trump has not done it. He's relying on Vice President Mike Pence to use authority that Mike Pence now openly claims he does not have. Very interesting. Election protests headed for D.C., folks. Now, remember, we have a right to peacefully assemble. That doesn't necessarily mean you have the right to riot. And we hope, we pray this remains peaceful. Hour two, we talked about Chris Stewart of Utah joins Burgess Owens of Utah. Neither of those two congressmen will vote to certify the election results. They believe that we need to have a true audit, true accountability, true looking into the matter. Now, Mike Lee recognizes Joe Biden as vice president-elect, and Mitt Romney urges the president to move on. Shame on both Utah senators, in my personal opinion. Shame on them. Not because they believe or disbelieve in the election dispute or fraud, but here's the reality, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. We need to look into this and get to the bottom of it. Now they say, well, look, the courts have rejected this handily across the country. Over 40 lawsuits, over 86 judges have already rejected this from the lowest court to the highest court to the land. I know, I get it. But they have all rejected it based on standing. Oh, you lack standing. Or based on some technicality to throw the case out. None of them have been willing to take the case and judge the cases individually on their merits. And none of them have literally been to the stage where they can accept and discuss and submit actual evidence. So then the mainstream press and the government continues to claim, the swamping government, if you will, they assert this without evidence. But yet, if you can't get your evidence to a court, how do you debate if it's without evidence? And that's the problem that we're facing here. Now, Senator Mitt Romney claims move by 11 plus senators, it's now 13, is an egregious ploy. And my response is, you know what? Let's have a true audit and get to the bottom of it. Ted Cruz explaining on Fox and other places, you know what? If the election is illegitimate, an audit might make people feel more comfortable. If the election is illegitimate, then an audit will expose the truth. What are they afraid of for an audit? Anyway, we also had on our buddy Patrick Simmons, righttowork.org, Legal Defense Foundation, doing a great job. We talked about please support the National Right to Work Act. Please reject the PRO Act. Believe it or not, the Right to Work Act is a single-page bill. So there you have that. We also talked about Joe Biden cancels inauguration parade. Joe will not get a traditional inauguration parade down Pennsylvania Avenue, but he will get a presidential escort to the White House. So that's saying something. They're also talking about a demonstration of political correctness run amok, I guess, in Missouri. Congressman Emanuel Cleaver is the wacko's name. He got the chance to offer the opening prayer to the 117th Congress, and he ended his prayer and he said, "Amen and a woman." Yeah, I know. Usually when they say amen, it means agreed. Yes, let it be so. Statements like that. Well, anyway, now a poor representative getting absolutely mocked for not understanding language. It's not amen like men. It's amen as in I agree or let it be so. But now the amen and a woman is prompting mockery all over the country. Sadly so. But, you know, you menstruate, right? If you're a female, well, now you can't menstruate. You'd have to womanstruate, right? Anyway, there's all kinds of mockery across the internet about wordplay on this thing. What a sad tale to tell when we've become so politically correct that we just can't. Anyway, there you have it. Now, Larry Klayman says he will sue the Communist News Network, CNN, until it's put out of business. He says it's a vile piece of trash. Well, I can't argue with that. The federal government released new dietary guidelines for Americans of all ages. They wanted to lower the amount of sugar and or alcohol recommended in a diet, but the government rejected the scientists on that one. So when it comes to the COVID, you got to accept science all the time, they claim, even though it's fraudulent science. When it comes to real science, they reject it. See what I mean? They pick and choose, too. They claim we don't have the ability to pick and choose what we want. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. Look at the alcohol and sugar dietary limit. Rejection of the science recommendations to prove the point. Should Utah get rid of their concealed carry permit? Representative Walt Brooks of St. George, Utah, thinks so. He's put together a bill to let Utah reject concealed carry permits in favor of a constitutional carry state. His law that he's putting in place is HB 60, and we pray for his success. Also, Asian parents now revolting over they are claiming about the end of the meritocracy in California. They're saying, hey, you know, first you blame the whites, now you're blaming the Asians. You got to stop. Amen to that reality check. All right, we'll come back. Larvita's online. Hopefully we can get a good update from her that's not, the speech isn't too loud in the background. We'll do our best to report live from D.C. We have several people in the wings on the ground with incredible updates just for you. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Larvita is on the ground in D.C. The crowd is huge. She got there at like 6-something a.m. in the morning, super early. But, man, she's having a tough time getting a great spot. It is super loud. Let's see if we can get an update from her. Go ahead, ma'am. Welcome.
I think you're asking me to talk. I'm not sure. It's so loud here. There's millions of people who are gabbling on this floor here. It's so amazing. When we came in, we got here about 6:30, and the lines were around the Capitol. It's just so amazing to see all these statesmen here standing for Up for America and just really supporting our president. And hopefully the Congress can do the same thing today. So we'll see what happens. If you can hear me, I'm not sure because I can't really hear you. I'm sorry. It's so loud here.
You're doing perfect. Keep talking. We can hear you perfectly now. Oh, okay. How big is the crowd?
Yep, so the crowd is huge. I mean, we're really close to the stage where Trump will, President Trump will be later today, about 11 o'clock. But it's so sexy, like, it's claustrophobic, and there's so many people here that you don't even, you can't really walk right now. You're going to start to fill in, but the line to get in, they're not even going to be able to make it inside. So this crowd is, I think, the biggest crowd I've ever seen on the mall. And it's exciting to be here. It's so much fun. And, yeah, I just can't believe that we're created here. It was a last-minute thing, but I said, you know what? If he needs us here, we're going to go and support. So that's what we did.
So, Larvina, who's with you?
I think you said bye, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to let you go because I can't hear you. So,
all right. There, I'll call you back.
Okay, bye.
It is so crowded, ladies and gentlemen. On the mall, around the nation's capital, that Larvina McFarkler got there at 6:30 a.m. and she could barely get in. Now she's inside and she can't find a better spot. It is super loud. It is so crowded. She says it's standing room only and she can hardly even move around. She believes it's the biggest crowd to ever hit the mall. I mean, this is historic in and of itself, ladies and gentlemen. And I commend Larvina and others for attending. I commend Americans for taking this so seriously. I commend people who believe in the rule of law and who understand what's at stake for taking the time to attend. Now, I wanted to attend, but we've talked to several people and we brought it up live on the radio. And there's not the kind of money that it takes for us to go. For us to literally go would take several thousand dollars. We would have to go, would have to fly, would have to travel, would have to pay a little extra to bring all of our equipment to broadcast, would have to, I mean, it's probably a $5,000 endeavor. You say, Sam, what are you talking about? Oh, $300-$400 a flight for two or three people. Just say that's $1,000 to make it simple, give or take. Then you'd have to have, hotels. It's going to be hard to even get hotels there, right? But if you can get them, it's probably $150, $200 a night in Washington, D.C. Hotels aren't cheap. That's if you can get the right hotels. You know, you got to have, say, three, four nights of that, depending on when you can fly out and when you can fly in and everything like that. That's probably $600. You're going to have to rent or you're going to have food for that whole time, which isn't going to be cheap. It's going to be difficult because a lot of the places for food are going to be closed. You know, it's a big endeavor. You might get it done for $3,000, not $5,000. It all depends. I don't know if you would need to pay for some Ubers to get around or if the public transportation would be enough. But it's not an inexpensive endeavor, I'll tell you that right now. And it depends on how many people we brought. Depends on what kind of positioning we wanted for the broadcast. Anyway, very, very interesting. We could not raise the money to go, though. You know, we talked about it on a couple of shows. Nobody really donated any money. So we didn't go, but we do have several people on the ground who will be reporting the details throughout the morning. And President Trump's speech starts at 11 right after Liberty Roundtable Live ends. So we won't be able to cover any of President Trump's speech live. But let me break down some details of what's going on here. Senator Ted Cruz was on Sean Hannity last night. And Ted Cruz told Sean Hannity that the chances of objections to Wednesday's Electoral College certifications are extraordinarily uphill. So the chance that they succeed in their objections, it's an uphill massive battle. Believe it or not, over 140 Republican House members and a dozen GOP senators plan to object to Wednesday's final certification of the Electoral College votes in hope of securing a commission that will then look into vote fraud. It'll be an audit, if you will. They call it an emergency audit of the election in what are called key swing states. So this is serious, folks. When you get 140 representatives and 10 plus senators on something. It's serious. So there is a real objection, but it's not big enough. You see, the Trump campaign and Republican surrogates have filed court cases across the country. They've filed around 40 lawsuits trying to overturn the election results since November 3rd without being successful in a single case. Now, the mainstream press claims for lack of evidence. I disagree with that claim. I absolutely strongly disagree with that claim. All right. They say the Washington Post reported that 86 judges going all the way from state courts to the U.S. Supreme Court have thrown out legal challenges from the Trump campaign. That's all true. And they claim it's because of no evidence. They say Cruz was doubtful when Sean Hannity asked him if there was a constitutional path of victory for President Donald Trump. Unfortunately, I think it's a very uphill battle, Cruz said. Now, Congressman Louie Gohmert, one of the 140-plus congressmen speaking out pretty boldly, Congressman Louie Gohmert from Texas, who used to be a former judge himself, by the way, he says, quote, we have real, genuine evidence of all kinds of fraud. Lawmakers are preparing to contest Electoral College vote in joint session, writes Art Moore of WorldNet Daily. Okay? So they have real all kinds of evidence. But here's the deal. The 40-plus lawsuits that they speak of and the 86 judges that have rejected over and over and over and over, they have primarily done so on the basis of lack of standing and other technicalities, not on the strict merits of each case. Right? They claim it's a lack of standing. Or it's another technicality where they throw it out. I don't see a single case that literally was debated on the merits. Hey, let's have discovery. Let's have subpoena power. Let's have all the things that denote an honest, open, fair, transparent, full of due process trial. See, all these judges, the 40-plus lawsuits have been rejected on the base of, quote, lack of standing and other technicalities, not on the merits of each case. So due process has not happened in all the courts of the land. So they can say 40 lawsuits have been filed and rejected. They can say there's no evidence. But how do you focus on evidence, ladies and gentlemen, when you can't get your evidence before a court? How do you focus on evidence when they claim there's no evidence? Without evidence is their favorite phrase of 2020 now. Without evidence, without evidence, without evidence. Well, how do you determine what is evidence? Is it something that you submit before a court as evidence? Well, if so, nobody's been able to submit that evidence to the court. You say, yes, you have initial filings. And yeah, but a lot of the initial filings are based on probable cause and circumstantial affidavits and other testimony and other circumstances that would then prompt you to be able to subpoena more witnesses, more evidence, more details, more releasing of documentations, more, you know, reviewing of the voting machines. You say, well, Sam, some of the voting machines have been reviewed. Yeah, and there's been documents coming out claiming that there's evidence relating to those voting machines that have been inspected. You say, well, what about the witnesses? I say, you know what? These people are swearing under the penalty of perjury. So you can debate whether you believe the evidence is valid or not. You can debate whether you believe the evidence has enough weight or not. But they're saying there's no evidence, as if there's not even any evidence submitted and or a desire to subpoena more. All right, you've got a key Democrat that created a 36 report saying there is vote fraud. Now, President Trump is trying to focus on Mike Pence, saying Mike Pence will lead the proceedings today. And President Trump believes he has power to block congressional certification and or delay. But Mike Pence told President Trump he does not believe he has the power to block the, quote, congressional certification. Oh, boy, do we got a lot to talk about on your radio. Hang tight.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All eyes are on Georgia Senate runoffs. With 99% of the precincts reporting, Democrat Raphael Warnock has been projected the winner in one of Georgia's two Senate runoff elections, defeating incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler. If the numbers hold up, Warnock will become the first Black American elected to represent Georgia in the Senate. In the other race, Democratic candidate John Ossoff is leading GOP Senator Perdue by a very thin margin and too close to call. The results should be completed by this afternoon. In the final step in certifying the next president of the United States, the Electoral College vote count in Congress today is expected to be much longer and more contentious of an event. Under federal law, January 6 is the date. Electoral College votes determining the next president are counted in a joint session of Congress beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern. The process is presided over by President of the Senate. In this case, it's Vice President Mike Pence. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep in the new year with a MyPillow Premium Pillow. On sale right now through MyPillow.com. Standards are queens, $29.98, a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. And the guarantee continues until March 1st of 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and get yourself a MyPillow Premium Pillow at the best price ever for the new year.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A missing teenage girl from Washington State has been found. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox has more.
A 15-year-old girl believed to have been kidnapped from Yakima, Washington, and the subject of an Amber Alert found late Monday near Wells in Elko County, Nevada. Yakima police said a suspect vehicle seen around 10 p.m. Monday in Nevada. Authorities pulled the driver over. The missing teenager was found in the car and safely recovered. The suspect arrested and charged with kidnapping and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. He's being held in Elko County Jail on $250,000. Bond. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Experts were projecting 2020 as the U.S. auto industry's worst year since the Great Recession, but upbeat numbers indicate it wasn't too bad. Sales for 2020 are expected to come in around 14.5 million. That would be down 15% from the 2019 total of 17.1 million vehicles, but it is significantly better than the 10 million to 12 million some experts were forecasting last spring. This is USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Lots going on in D.C. today. If you haven't already heard, you got your head buried in the ground, I guess, because, wow, is it crazy. Some are saying it's the largest crowd to ever hit the Washington Mall. Ted Cruz told Sean Hannity he thinks his chances of overturning anything is an uphill battle, to say the least. Over 140 Republicans and over 10 senators, some say about 13 senators now, to challenge. They've already filed over 40 lawsuits that have been turned down. They say the Washington Post reported that 86-plus judges have already rejected claims of vote fraud. Congressman Louis Gohmert says we have real evidence about this. And here's the interesting thing.
I guess we can.
Here's the interesting thing, ladies and gentlemen. The 40-plus lawsuits have been rejected on the basis of lack of standing and other technicalities, not truly on the merits of the cases. That is important to note. Vice President Mike Pence does not believe he has power to block the congressional certification. That's an interesting twist, to say the least. All right, we got Joe Delameter with us, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good morning. How are you all?
Good. Quickly catch everybody up on who you are first.
My name is Joseph Delameter. I hail from the Glen Burnie, Maryland. I ran for county sheriff in 2014. Missed it by a narrow margin. I had never been in law enforcement anymore, and that was my whole thing. We need citizens to stand up and be sheriffs to bring back their counties.
We need citizens everywhere, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And that's what you're doing now. You are what, in a vehicle rolling to the event?
Actually, we've just parked. We're walking down 17th Street heading towards the event. It's kind of brisk with people walking, a lot of Trump supporters. And it's kind of funny, too, that most of the people that you see supporting Trump are not wearing masks. Everybody else is, you can tell that they're not Trump supporters, and they're wearing their masks.
So if you're not if you're a Trump supporter, you don't have a mask on. If you are a Trump supporter, you are masked up.
Yes. Yes, that's what it looks like to me as we're walking down the street.
All right. Are you surprised at the crowd, or is it the amount expected? Is it more than you thought? What do you think?
Well, we're a good bit away, so I haven't really seen too many people yet, but it's still early in the morning. So, but all the streets have been pretty much blocked off, police and dump trucks blocking the way.
So the police presence is heavy?
Very heavy, yes, sir. Yeah, I can see from where we're crossing the street now. We're crossing K Street. I see four police cars and two dump trucks blocking roads.
Wow. Are the cops being heavy-handed, or are they being super polite?
It looks like they're sitting in their car because it's kind of cold out. They look like they're just sitting in their car keeping warm.
All right. How cold is it?
It's about like 40 degrees right now with a little bit of wind.
Okay. And is it a good clear day?
No, it's a little overcast.
But you don't think you'll get rain?
No, it doesn't look like I looked at the forecast, no rain.
All right. Are the people remainingly, for the most part, peaceful?
Yes. Everybody looks very peaceful, yep.
All right. Now, I know people are not allowed to go into the district of criminals armed, right?
Say that again?
People are not allowed to go armed, right?
No. Yeah, there's very strict gun control laws here in D.C. and the state of Maryland.
So let me say it like this. It is a gun-free zone for criminals.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Now, what I mean by that is you and I might not take our guns because we obey the law or whatever else, but the criminals are going to be armed up, aren't they?
Yes, they will be. Yes.
Right. Are there a lot of signs around and personal statements or public statements being made?
I haven't seen too many. On the way down, we've seen a lot of vehicles with flying the American flag and the Trump flag. So in my group, we have the state of Maryland flag, the U.S. flag, and a Christian flag.
Tell me what Christian flag you got.
The one with the St. Andrew's cross.
All right, good for you. I think that's critical to have and important to focus on, and that's why I want to point it out specifically, because the Christian flag really denotes who we are as a people, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right. Who's all in your group? I don't need names, but who's actually, what's the contingent?
I have three young men between the ages of 19 and 22. Two of them are nephews, and one of them is a young kid that goes to church with us and is doing really well with mentoring people and has stepped up and takes care of the live stream for our church. So, yes, sir.
Fantastic. All right, what do you hope to accomplish today? Is it that you want to observe and watch history unfold? Is it that you believe being there can make a difference for the overturn? What do you think the chances are, the success likelihood is, et cetera?
Well, I believe our government is rogue at all levels, and we the people have to take back. Like in our Maryland Constitution, the first Declaration of Rights says we need to alter or abolish or a form of government when it comes, tyranny to the people. Kind of paraphrasing there. And I'm very encouraged with people are doing in New Hampshire. They've actually declared, like they did in 1776 there, they're free from the state government. We need to start impeaching our governors and holding all these state senators and everything to accountable to start impeaching. And impeachment is an important part of our, process.
All right. From a constitutional point of view, let's pick your brain because you're very knowledgeable about the Constitution and about where we sit as a nation today. Stuart Rhodes, as you know well, I'm sure, is going to be speaking today and basically says, hey, President Trump needs to use the Insurrection Act now. If he doesn't, it's going to be a serious, serious problem going forward. It's going to be violent. It'll probably erupt eventually into a civil war. We're on the brink, and Trump needs to act now. Do you agree with him?
Yes, I agree. Trump needs to do that. It is an insurrection. To me, it's a communist takeover of our country.
Do you believe that Donald Trump has the guts, the cojones? Whatever. Do you think he'll do it?
No, I don't. I don't think he'll do it.
All right. Do you think Congress will be successful in waking up their fellow elected officials, if you will, in the debates and in the protests or the saying, hey, we're going to vote not to certify? You think there'll be enough of them to sway anybody to really make a difference there, or do you think it'll just be a great showmanship event?
I think kind of showmanship. I mean, Pence is the one that, you know, kind of linchpin, and he seems like he doesn't understand or too scared or I don't know why, but, you know, he's not going to do the right thing, I believe.
What do you think Pence should do?
Oh, he should, to me, they shouldn't even open the envelopes from the states, you know, that had fraudulent elections. You know, Pennsylvania.
So what Pence should say is there's enough allegations of fraud here.
Yes.
To where I'm going to use my authority as the administrator of this thing. I do have power to block the congressional certification until a true audit commence.
Yep.
And we need that to happen. Pence could also say, look, the 40-plus lawsuits and the 86-plus judges that have been involved here, they haven't judged these cases on the merits of each case. They've done it on, quote, the cop-out argument of lack of standing or on a technicality to toss out these cases. We need somebody to adjudicate this in a meaningful way. And the last check and balance that the founding fathers put in place is us. And we're going to make sure we do due diligence. And if, you know what, these challengers are wrong, then we'll go ahead and certify. If these challenges are right, this needs to be vetted properly, and it's my duty to ensure that occurs as the final arbiter of Congress.
Yes, sir.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because if you don't have fair elections, you've lost your republic. That's the basic of being a republic, is having fair elections. And there's too many people in the country that believe it's stolen, and it's just going to be, you know, more divisive by not fixing it.
Now, Ted Cruz saying, hey, you know what? If there's nothing wrong here, why not put it through an audit? It'll build the confidence in the American people if it is legitimate. And if there is fraud, we need to know about it. Why would it hurt to do this? And that is an interesting point of, you know, I know they don't want to delay this thing, but 10 days, what puts us on the 16th, we're still within the realm, right?
Well, yes, sir. Yep. Yeah, I think, you know, and that's what I think all these people are coming down here for, is they're seeing that the republic is being lost, you know?
Right now, I see the Republican Party primarily divided. And let me explain what I mean. You've got the Mitch McConnell whacked out folks. You've got the Mitt Romney whacked out folks. They're kind of the same on it. And they're saying, hey, move ahead. No big deal. They're kind of swamp monsters in my view. And by the way, Mitt Romney is my senator, so I'm ashamed to even admit this. But there you go. But Mitt Romney and Mitch McConnell on one side and Donald Trump and Ted Cruz on the other side is kind of the breakdown you're seeing. Stay there, sir. When we get back, I want to kind of pick your brain about, you know, the battle for the hearts and minds of the Republican Party is what we're kind of seeing. My guest, ladies and gentlemen, walking to the event now in D.C. live on the ground, Joe Delamater. We'll talk more in seconds.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win. They lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. By a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The founding Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Joe Delameter with me, ladies and gentlemen. American citizen from Maryland, live in D.C. on the ground, walking to the venue now as President Trump and others get prepared to speak. The events unfold in D.C. today. The likelihood of success is very slim, according to Ted Cruz on Sean Hannity. Ted Cruz is kind of the tip of the spear, if you will. But you've got a fracture, Joe, in the Republican Party right now. You've got Ted Cruz and Donald Trump on one side. And then you've got whacked out Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell and whacked out Utah Senator Mitt Romney on the other side. We're really battling for the heart and soul of the Republican Party. Will it become the party of the swamp or the party of the people? Is that the way you see it?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yep. I know my state, we actually have a Republican governor. I actually didn't vote for him because I knew he was one of those. And the tyranny that we have in our state right now from him is crazy. And the problem is, because he's a Republican, none of the Republicans want to impeach him. They think it's okay what he's doing. So that's the other the problem, you know, that we put party too much over the country and the Constitution. We should be loyal to the Constitution, not to the party.
Amen to that. Constitutionally, I've been saying, though, I appreciate us wanting to go to the nine-robed thugs, and I appreciate us wanting to go to Congress to solve these election woes. And I think those efforts are valid and necessary. We need to take efforts every constitutional way, every law-abiding way, every check and balance way we possibly can, Joe. But I maintain that what we should have done was gone to the local delegate scenario and in every given state and gone to the local precinct and said, hey, in my precinct, I demand that you show me how you got the number of votes that were submitted. If you say to me that the precinct didn't count because of mail-in votes and everything else, then I'm going to say, by law, don't we have to have precincts? And if we don't, what's the value of a precinct? And if you can't certify at your precinct level the votes transparently, then we need to vote over. And if you can, then prove the numbers to us.
Yep.
And we'll certify them as legitimate. Well, I don't know if you know, but there's about 175,000 precincts in America. There's about 3,000 counties, and there's about 800 voters per precinct total. I think you could literally count transparently and trace, if necessary, the ballots for actual hard paper ballot proof in a given precinct in very short order. I mean, if you had, just sake of argument, 10 people, 600 voters on the average for precinct that were counting, each person would only be counting like 60 votes. And if you had four or five people around them that would certify the votes by the penalty of perjury standard, you could literally make this happen. It would take a lot of people and a lot of effort, but it could happen very quickly and very clear. And you wouldn't need to rely upon rogue thugs in courts based on pretend legislation. You wouldn't need them to throw out these court cases based on lack of, quote, standing or whatever they want to do to sidestep the reality. And you could double down and demand this in meaningful ways and go to the district attorney in your county and say, we demand that you help us get to the bottom of this. Sheriff, district attorney, we, you know, county council or whatever. There's different terms for the county commissioners or county council. We demand you guys help us certify this, our nation. And to me, that would be the way to go about it. But no one's proposing this except for me that I know of. No one.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think because you should be able to tell, you know, there's X amount, like you said, X amount of people registered to vote in that district and how many votes, you know, were applied. And I think you could even do it this way. You could have everybody in the district who said they voted for Trump sign an affidavit, send it in, and you should be able to look and say, okay, you know, my district is 12-13. We have 800 people there and we had 600 people vote for Trump. Did Trump get 600 votes?
Or we have more people that voted than there is in the precinct. Yes. What the heck's going on? Okay, yes. But this could happen precinct by precinct, and now you're holding the county officials accountable. Yes. You're holding the precinct official people accountable. Because remember, the parties are not even government.
No, and that's what I think we should do away with the primaries, personally. Why are we spending as taxpayers to close the schools to do all these primaries? Because all we're doing is picking a person from a club to run for the presidency or, you know, in any other, you know, governor or whatever. And I think a thing that would be helpful is if you really want to do voter reform, stop putting a D or an R at the end of the name. And when you vote, you put your finger in ink. And that way, you know, that person only can vote once. That's what they did in Baghdad. When they did the election in Baghdad, people put their finger in ink.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I bring up what I bring up because you could hold so many people more accountable.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that you'd be dealing with your neighbors, and you'd be dealing with local people that you've elected that are on the ground that you can literally meet with face-to-face. It's a lot harder to commit vote fraud face-to-face when you create accountability. Yes, now, some say to me, well, Sam, the inner cities would still be fraudulent. All you'd do is create riots in the inner cities if you did that. I know, but we're having that anyway. Okay, and precinct by precinct, in my opinion, look, does a precinct have any authority? If it doesn't, then you say, okay, what's the next level above a precinct? And then you start to debate between which is a partisan or a party reality versus which is government reality. As long as we rely on parties all the way up the ladder, what governments can say is, well, it hasn't reached our venue yet. And believe it or not, they have a point.
Well, we had an interesting thing. I think 4 years ago, or no, 6 years ago, in our governor election, that the county of Frederick, they got the voter rolls and they went to the courts and they had all these people call for jury duty and they said they could not stand jury duty because they were not a U.S. citizen. And they compared the names and they seen where they voted. Morning. So how they
how do you appear on the voter rolls if you can't be on jury duty because you're not a citizen? And how does that work?
And they voted, and they, you know, and but the governor never, you know, forced the issue or whatever. But I believe there was clear voter fraud.
Okay, but see, in my opinion, you need to take that to the most local of precincts. And you need to drill in. And so you could have 175,000 discussion points.
Yes, sir.
And if enough Americans are involved, then you could literally do that. Right now, though, it sounds like there's a lot of people there. Let's say there's even a million.
It's definitely, we're a little, where are we at, guys? 15th and 4 lanes. The streets are blocked off, and the street, I would say the street is a 4-lane or 6-lane street, and it's about 3/4 of the way filled right now.
With people?
With people, yes.
Oh.
Everybody has flags, and I just had, because I'm carrying the Christian flag, and I had somebody just wanted to get a picture of me and my Christian flag. So.
Well, there you have it. That's good news. How far away are you from the event now?
I figure we got 4 or 5 more blocks to walk. 3, 6.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you fly.
Okay.
I'm going to call you back here in about 15 minutes for a quick update.
All right. Can I actually do a plug for a ministry I'm doing at church real quick?
Of course, sir.
So I have the Holy Spirit called on me to restore America because I do HVAC work. So I talk to a lot of people and do commercial work. And everybody talks about the Bible, but they're not very versed in the Bible. So I've started a ministry at our church, read the Bible in 1 year to restore America. So I'm encouraging everybody to get in the Bible. And you're only five, you know, right now, if you want to do it, you want to be at Genesis like 17.
So, all right. Is there a website? Is there a Facebook where people can kind of learn more?
You can go actually to Cornerstone Free Evangelical Church in Annapolis, Maryland. And that's our website. And or type in Pastor David Whitney, and that should bring you to our website.
All right. So Pastor David Whitney, he's leading this too?
Yes, he's her pastor, and he's been very supportive of me doing this. And we actually have a YouTube channel, the American View Sermon Series, and there's more information there also.
Good work, sir.
Well, thank you.
Read the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. I support it 1,000%. Okay, I'll call you in a minute here. Thanks, Joe.
All right.
All right, there he goes. Joe Delameter, ladies and gentlemen, doing a phenomenal job. He's walking to the venue now. Man, we literally tried to talk to Larvita McFarkler, but it was so loud we couldn't even get a legitimate update from her hardly. And she's the owner of Haven's Garden Restaurant. But she's on the ground and reports live from D.C. on Liberty Roundtable Live. Then Joe Delameter doing the same thing. We've got citizens doing a phenomenal job with citizens reporting, right? This is important, folks, right? This is amazing work that they're doing. And this is what it's going to take, in my opinion, to restore America. I think we the people is where it's coming down to. If you think it's going to be solved in Washington, good luck. But if we the people who are doing things, I mean, you got this guy, Joe Delameter, literally saying we got to promote and read the Bible to restore America. All right? You've got Larvita saying, I've got to defend my restaurant from government shutting it down. These are the people that are making a difference in the country. You got Sam Bushman on your radio. Look, I'm not important in and of myself. My point is you got all these people in these different roles making a tremendous difference. You know, one guy's an HVAC guy for a living, but he's promoting the Bible and creating a ministry and defending America and showing up in D.C. You got Larvita McFarkler, who's literally running a restaurant and now involved in taking on the government. You got Sam Bushman on your radio. See, that's the walks of life in America that are making the biggest difference. It's not me as an important. It's Louis Gohmert that got elected. It's Ted Cruz that got elected that says we have real, genuine evidence of all kinds of fraud, and lawmakers are delivering that to Congress today. What's going to come out? What's going to happen? We don't know yet. Mike Pence doesn't believe he has power, though, to block the congressional certification. I think Mike Pence does have the power to demand an audit. Okay, he doesn't have ultimate power, but he does have some power. And the power that he has, he needs to use to do his best to restore confidence in America and in our voting process. But 88 state legislators from five battleground states sent a letter to Mike Pence in which they asked him to please postpone the opening and the accounting or the accounting of the electoral votes for at least 10 days so they can have an audit. I think that needs to be done. Now, Mr. Warnock, black Democrat from Georgia, did win. Warnock makes history with Senate win as Dems near majority control of the Senate. Time will tell. The other race is still being counted as we speak. Wow. Quick pause. Sam Bushman on your radio. Ooh, it's getting wild and woolly, and we got a finger on it just for you. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, lovingliberty.net, and I declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.